Presents Harry Worth in Things Could Be Worse, written by David McKellar and David Renwick, with John Baddeley, John Graham, and Miriam Margolyes. Episode 5, It Never Rains.
Yes, well, I think I can say, and I think I can say it with confidence, it looks like rain again. That's what it is, all right, the stuff that falls out of the sky and makes us wet. Yes, I would say I've hit the nail right on the head with that one.
Have you always had this facility for such lightning deduction?
Did I say something to offend you, Mr. Webber?
Oh, no. I mean, we're on holiday, aren't we? I mean, we all happen to have come to this little country hotel in the Cotswolds to enjoy ourselves. Oh, it doesn't worry me that for the last 10 days it's been one solid cloud burst, and every 5 minutes over these last 10 days you've got up, walked over to that window and said, well, looks like rain again. I mean, that's what holidays are about, isn't it? Social recreation, stimulating conversation. That's why I have travelled 200 miles so that I could come here and be told it was raining.
Oh, well, that's a relief. You see, to be honest, not everybody would be so tolerant.
Oh, really?
Well, it's a great shame, of course, that it hasn't been fine since we arrived here. We can't go out or anything. It reminds me of the tube stations, really.
Tube stations?
Tube stations during the war when the bombs were falling. We all had to stay underground. It's a bit like that now, isn't it? And yet we had a lot of fun when we were down in those stations.
I can picture the scene, Mr. Worth.
Yes. Can you really, Mr. Webber?
Yes, the bombs are falling all over London, exploding in the worst blitzkrieg of the Second World War.
Yes.
And you're there in the underground.
That's right.
You walk up the steps to the station entrance, look outside.
Yes.
And say, well, looks like bombs again.
That's very funny, Mr. Webber. Quiet. Mrs. Harley has woken up again.
Oh, where am I? I'm not at home. I've been kidnapped. Where am I?
Ah. It's all right, Mrs. Harley. You're on holiday. Do you remember holiday?
Oh yes. Has it stopped raining yet?
It stopped raining 2 hours ago.
Oh, God.
Started half an hour ago.
Oh, shame. I blame all this weather, you know.
Well, which is the weather. And what is more, there's a lot of it about at the moment.
Yes.
I heard only this morning there's a ridge of low atmospheric pressure building up in the subtemperate southern hemisphere.
No.
Yes, no word of a lie. It's on the radio. I nearly choked over my morning cup of tea with the shock of it.
But what did that mean, though, Mr. Worth?
It meant I spilled half of it down my pajamas. Not only that, but there is talk that the weathermen are expecting a big trough from over the continent very shortly, Miss Harley, via the channel.
Well, it's the quickest route. I always use the channel myself.
Exactly.
But what do you think they need a trough for, though, Mr. Worth?
So they can catch the rain in it, Mrs. Harley. Then when they've got a big enough trough full, they can take it back to the laboratories and have a good look at it.
Oh. Have a good look at the rain.
Have a good look at the rain, right.
Oh, why don't they just watch it through the window like us then?
Now you've got me there, Mrs. Harley.
Ah.
And yet at the same time, you have to have weather. Where would we be without it? There'd be an embarrassing gap on television every night just after the news. Some people would have nothing else to talk about. You know those sort of people who have no imagination? All they talk about is the weather. Do you ever watch the weather forecast, Mrs. Harley?
Oh, yes. I watch the BBC one.
No, I don't. I watch ITV.
Oh.
I think they get better weather. You see, a better weatherman on ITV.
Oh, well, you should have been a weatherman, Mr. Worth. You know, I think you'd have made a good one.
You know, I think you're right, Mrs. Harley. It just never bothered. I always watch them, though, pointing at their maps. I feel sorry for the people who live under those black lines. They never know whether to expect rain or sunshine, do they?
Oh, for heaven's sake, can't you two talk about anything else except the weather?
He's a bit tensed up, Mrs. Harley. You know what I think it is that's doing it?
What?
The weather. It affects some people like that. Think we've looked through this window long enough, don't you? What shall we do now?
Oh, we could look through the other window.
Why, well, now, that is a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, here we are.
Oh, it's raining outside this window as well.
So it is, Mrs. Harley. Gets everywhere, doesn't it?
Oh, please, please, can't we just change the subject? All we get is weather, weather, weather. Can't we do something else to amuse ourselves?
You're quite right. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll have another game of 20 questions.
Oh, what a good idea. You start.
Very well. Now, let me think of something. Let me think. Right.
Is it animal, vegetable, or mineral?
Is what animal? Oh, yes, yes. It's mineral.
Rain.
Correct. That marvellous. She's very quick, isn't she, Mr. Weber?
Of course she's very quick. That's only the 10th time you've chosen that word this afternoon. Oh, I'm fed up hearing about it. If I hear you mention the weather one more time, I think I'll scream. I came here to forget the weather.
Forget about it? What do you mean?
Nothing.
No, you do. What do you mean? What do you mean, forget about the weather?
Well, it's none of your business.
Ah, come on, tell us.
All right. I'm a weatherman. I work in the Met Office.
Well done. You picked a good fortnight for your holiday. No wonder you didn't want to talk about it. You must have chosen the worst 2 weeks of the year. I bet Barbara Edwards got a good fortnight.
Have you done? Eh? Have you finished? That's made your day, hasn't it? I bet you feel really chuffed now, don't you?
No, not at all, Mr. Weber. Look, now, anyone can make a mistake.
I know. Let's play I Spy. That's much more fun than 20 questions.
Wait. I don't think I remember I Spy, Mrs. Harley. It's a long time since I played it.
No, really. Well, it's perfectly simple. You just think of a word, like in 20 questions,
mm-hmm.
and tell us what it begins with. Then we have to get it.
Well, that's simple enough. Right. Right, yes, here we go. I spy with my little eye something beginning with, G.
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 Mm-hmm.
Glass.
No.
Great.
No.
Gollywog on the marmalade jar.
No, this is fun, isn't it?
gin bottle.
No, it's not. You'll never get it in a million years.
Goldfish.
What was that?
Goldfish.
No.
I don't know. I can't think of anything else it could be. I mean, we give up. What is it?
Now, you're quite sure before I tell you, give up, both of you.
We give up.
Right, giraffe.
Giraffe?
It's a good one, isn't it? I told you wouldn't get it in a million years.
But there aren't any giraffes in this room.
Of course there ain't. You wouldn't get a giraffe in this room. Got a very long neck.
But it's got to be in this room.
You'd never... Why?
Because it's I Spy. I spy with my little eye. How can you see a giraffe if it's not in this room?
It's very simple. You go down to the zoo.
Well, please, Mr. Worth. I mean, if you can't play the game properly, there's no point, is there?
No, it's not Mr. Worth's fault. He's out of practice, that's all.
Giraffe. Well, that passed another couple of minutes at any rate.
No, and stop saying that. That's another thing you've been saying all week.
What have I been saying all week? What?
That's passed another couple of minutes.
Well, I wasn't aware I kept saying that fast another couple of minutes.
Well, you do all the time.
When you say all the time, how often?
Every couple of minutes.
Yeah, well, all right, I apologize. I am sorry.
You won't stop apologizing. That's another thing you do.
All right, I won't do it again.
Well, don't.
I won't.
Good.
Well, that fast another couple of minutes. Sorry. Oh, I did it again. Look, I'll shut up. I won't say anything.
Hello. Everyone enjoying themselves, yeah. Oh, found something to do, have you? Good, that's good, good. Nobody gets depressed in my hotel, you know. Long as we're all cheerful. I'm feeling the joys of spring. Happy and cheerful. That's all that matters, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Well, got to read, have we, Mr. Webber? Getting on all right with our knitting, then, are we, Mrs. Harley? Yes, good. All camping, getting on well together. Yeah, all my friends, yes. Got lots to talk about, have we? Oh, that's lovely. That's good, then. Yeah, well, I'll pop back again later just to make sure everything's all right. Make sure you're all enjoying yourselves. Oh, that's good. Bye-bye for now, then. Bye. Bye.
You can tell he got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning. Well, it looks like... Sorry. Well, he passed another couple of... Look, I'll have a look at the newspapers. Could you pass me that paper, please, Mrs. Harley?
Oh, yes, with pleasure, Mr. Worth.
Thank you.
What are you trying to do, Mr. Worth?
I'm looking for the funny page.
Well, with due respect, I don't think you'll find a funny page in the Times.
Well, there should be one.
There isn't. If you want to read funnies, I suggest you look at the Beano. I saw one here somewhere.
There's nothing wrong with the Beano, Mr. Webber. It's a good comic. The only thing I don't like about the crossword in the Beano, it's too easy.
If you want a crossword that's going to test your mind, do the one in the Times.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yes, I will.
What are you doing now?
I'm looking for the crossword.
It's on the back page.
Ah, of course, silly of me.
Now, what are you doing?
I'm looking for that back page.
Mr.
Worth. Ah, yes, right, thank you. I will not disturb either of you again.
Good.
Don't say another word.
Thank you.
1 o'clock. In pecunious Presbyterians concoct dubious circumnavigation. Presbyterians concoct dubious circumnavigation. 2 o'clock. Essential ingredient in 1 o'clock. 3 o'clock. 1 o'clock plus 2 o'clock gives this. 4 o'clock. Ladies dance gives confused musical accompaniment. 6 letters. Ladies dance.
Excuse me.
Ladies dance, excuse me. No, it doesn't sound right. Too long, Mr. Webber. It's a good try. It's a very good try.
Look, Mr. Worth, you either have a knack for that sort of crossword or you don't.
Yes.
If you're not familiar with the style, you're completely wasting your time, I can assure you.
Yeah, you're probably right. Let's have a look in the local paper.
Well, you won't find a crossword in there, Mr. Worth.
Well, I'm not looking for the crossword. I'm going to read the What's On page. Yeah. Let's see. What's On? What's on at the pictures? ABC 1, closed for renovations. I don't think I've seen that one. Who is in it?
No one's in it, Mr. Worth.
Well, is it a cartoon?
No. It's not a film. That's a notice. The cinema is closed for renovation.
Ah, well, what else are we? ABC 2, a horror film. Ah, horror film. The House of the Living Dead. Don't fancy that. It reminds me too much of this place. The Odeon. Kung Fu Double Bill. Ah, this looks more like it. Enter the Dragon and the King Boxer. What's it say about this one, then? Here we are. Cho Hu, played by Lu Lei, joins Chang Wu Institute of Boxing. Run by Men Tung Shang. Alias Tung Ling, who decides to get at Sun Wu Yang, who had just beaten up Wang Hong Chai. Well, here the story takes an unexpected turn. No, that's not for me. I don't like westerns. I wonder if there's any bingo.
No, there isn't any bingo, Mr. Worth. I know.
Wait. What about this? Opening tonight at the Hippodrome. Sincere Sid Brown's discoveries.
Sincere Sid Brown? No, I never heard of him.
Never heard of Sincere. He's one of those talent spotters. He gives ordinary people their big break by putting them on his television show, making them into big stars.
Just ordinary people?
Well, no, they're not exactly ordinary people. Yeah. They're more extraordinary people who have that extraordinary something that makes them extraordinary.
Like who?
Like who? Well, we'll find out. We'll look in the paper. Now, for instance, he's got Alfie Saunders, the 82-year-old bird impressionist. Now, that is extraordinary. There can't be too many people who do impressions of an 82-year-old bird. And you've got a lady here, Agnes Bottle, a smile, a song, and a recitation from Edgar Allan Poe. The South Chingford Islamic Girls Choir on top of the bill. Ah, this is good. The Incredible High Flyers. 4 Chelsea Pacers playing harmony castanet. What a lineup! Well, we'll try and do that then, Mrs. Harley.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as we can, we'll go and see Sincere Sid Brown's discoveries. That's at the Hippodrome.
Hello, everyone. You're all nice and happy and cheerful still, are we? Good. Sorry about this. But I wonder if I could infringe for a moment, just a little moment or two, just to settle the menu for the meal, just so as I can be getting on with the arrangement.
Well, certainly, Mr. Harper, certainly. Well, what is it today?
Today, yes. Well, I thought we'd have the mince peas, mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh, no.
Do we have to have mince peas and mash, Mr. Harper? Don't really fancy it.
Nor do I.
I'm sorry. I mean, you've had mince and mash Monday, mince and mash Tuesday, mince and mash Wednesday, mince and mash Thursday. And now all of a sudden you don't like mince and mash.
No, I think we'd rather fancy something else. Just something else for a change.
Well, oh, yes, quite, yes, a change. I know, a bit of variety, a varied menu. Like, chop it about a bit to make it a bit more interesting. Yes, well, of course, I can do that for you. I can. Yes, no trouble. No, no, look at me. What we can do for you, yes. Now, what would you like? Like, chips?
Hmm? Oh, marvellous. Chips will be fine. Chips and... And what?
Wait, well, chips, mince peas, gravy.
Well, I think I love mince peas and gravy without the chips, please, Mr. Harper.
Mince peas and gravy. Yes. Good choice, Mrs. Harper.
Oh. Mr. Webber?
Well, I'll have chips and mince without any peas or gravy.
Yes, chips and mince without the peas or gravy. Yes, that is an interesting one, Mr. Webber. Oh, yes, very. Yes, now, I don't think we've had that combination before, have we? Well, not for 3 days, at least. Yes, chips and mince without the peas and gravy. So that's all jolly good. Now then, Mr. Webber.
Well, I think I'll have, if it's not putting you out, I'll just have the gravy.
So that's one mince, peas and gravy without chips, one chip and mince without peas and gravy, and one mince, chip, peas and gravy. Good, but won't be long then. Bye now.
Well, that breakfast sorted out. I'm only joking, of course.
It's very good.
And you like that?
Yes. I think it's one of your best.
Oh, that's it then, nearly lunchtime. After lunch, it'll be afternoon. Then it's only a matter of time before it's evening meal. Then it'll be evening, then it'll be time for bed, and that'll be another day gone. Sometimes I wonder why I bothered coming on this holiday in the first place.
That's it, Mr. Webber. Be of good cheer. You want to know it was going to rain every day? I mean, you're not a weather forecast. Sorry, Mr. Webber, it just slipped out. Let's all look on the bright side. You never know, it might dry up soon.
Wish you'd dry up.
Hello, just me again. Sorry to barge in back so soon. Sorry about that. Lunch will be served very shortly, but I just popped back to say there'll be an extra guest joining us at the table. He's on his way into town, but his car's broken down. He's coming in here out of the storm while he waits for his taxi. I hope you don't mind.
Of course we don't mind. What is he, another holiday maker?
Oh, no. No, no, no. He's in show business, apparently. Name of Brown, is it?
Not Sincere Sid Brown.
Yes, quite. It was something like that. Teddy's opening in a show tomorrow at the Hippodrome. Oh, I can't keep track of all these celebrities, you know. Oh, he'll be in here in a tick. Yeah, that's when he's got his wet things off, right? Won't be long then.
Sincere Sid Brown, did you hear that, Mrs. Harley? He's here in this very hotel. One of the country's biggest talent scouts.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, riveting.
You'll like him. He's a very cheerful soul. Always laughing, joking, being nice to people. He'll really liven up our day.
Oh, excuse me, folks. I suppose this is the sitting room in this flea-ridden dump, is it?
It's him. It's Sincere Sid Brown. It's such a pleasure to meet you. My name is Harry Webb. This is Mr. Webber. This is Mrs. Harley. We're all very big fans of yours.
I see. Why, I can't be here any longer than I can help. Oh, I'm just coming for a meal, and then a taxi's coming to take me to the Metropole Hotel. Now, while I'm here, though, I want to make one thing perfectly clear. I'm full up on act for the next year. I am not in the market for any more, okay?
Clear as crystal, Sid.
Right, only a lot of people think just because I am a talent spotter, one song and dance, and I can get them on the show.
There are people like that. Nothing to worry about here, Sid. You make yourself at home.
Why, thank you very much. Now, all I want is you to sit down with the paper for a few minutes and relax.
And why not? Righty, oh.
Hey. Excuse me, could you tell me what you're always singing about?
Really? Oh, dear, was I singing again? It happens all the time. I just drift in and out. Was I disturbing you?
Yes, you were.
Of course, a lot of people tell me I've got a very good voice.
Well, that just shows how wrong you can be, doesn't it? Will you let it drop, please? Do you mind?
Are you enjoying your lunch, Mr. Brown?
Yeah, I sure do. I must say, though, I have tasted better.
What have you got there, actually?
Mince and gravy.
Mince, that's a new one. It's a new one, isn't it, everybody?
Yes, well, I must say, it doesn't really bother me. I mean, I shall be off in a few minutes.
Really? Personally, I would have preferred something a little more substantial, like boiled beef and carrots. Boiled beef and carrots. That's a start.
Yes, well, I understand. But mince is fine for me.
Are you sure you wouldn't have liked something like a nice cup of tea in the morning just to start the day, you see?
And the 11:30.
My idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. Yeah.
Yes, no, I'm sure I wouldn't have liked that, Mr. Worth, not in the least. Nor would I prefer Oranges and Lemons, Bangers and Mash, or Food Glorious Food. Or any other song you might try to sing to attract my attention. Now, I told you before, I am full up on act.
Yeah, I gather you've got lots of singers. They're two a penny, really, I suppose, aren't they? I suppose you, if you want to get on in show business, you've got to do something different. I say, sincere. What? There's a fly in my soup.
Well, pick it out then.
No. Look, when I say there's a fly in my soup, you should say, what is it doing?
And you say, the breaststroke.
Yes. You heard it. Excuse me a minute, Mrs. Harley.
Oh, yes.
I wonder if you would help me.
Oh, sure.
Look, I will say to you, my wife has gone to the West Indies.
Well, I never. I didn't know you were married, Mr. Worth.
I am not married, Mrs. Harley. Oh. Just a bit of make-believe. I say to you, my wife has gone to the West Indies.
Yeah.
Then you say to me, Jamaica.
Yeah.
Then I say to you, no, she went of her own accord.
Yeah.
Have you got that?
Yeah. I think so, Mr. Worth. Yes.
Here we go, then. Ready? I say, Mrs. Harley, my wife has gone to the West Indies.
Did you make her?
Come over here. You say Jamaica, then I say she went of her own accord. That's the joke. That's the joke, you see? That's the joke.
Oh, yes. Very good. Yeah, I got it there, Mr. Worth.
Right. Are you listening, Mr. Brown? Right. Uh-huh. I say, Mrs. Harley, my wife has gone to the West Indies.
Oh, did she go of her own accord?
Never mind, Mrs. Brown. We'll never make another Morecambe and Wise.
The only thing you two have in common with Morecambe Wise is short, fat, hairy legs.
That is not a nice thing to say, Mr. Brown. Leave Mrs. Harley's short, fat, hairy legs out of it. But I take it you're full up on comedy.
Yes, I am indeed, and I am full up on whatever it was you were doing just now. Now, will you just be quiet and pass me the dessert spoon, will you please?
Dessert spoon. Certainly, Mr. Brown. One spoon coming up. One, two. Bye-bye, blue. Bye-bye, blue.
Now, look. Mr. Worth.
I know, you're full up of people who play the spoon. All right. Bye. Need to say any more?
Good.
I can take a hint.
Could you tell me, please, is there any booze in this place?
Stay right where you are. I'll call Mr. Harper to get some. Mr. Harper?
Sure, what do you want?
I want a bottle of beer.
You want a bottle of beer?
Bottle of beer.
I'll bring you one.
And when you bring it to me, I will drink this bottle of beer without moving my lips. Listen. A-G-C-D-E-S-E-S.
Oh, that's it, right? That is it. No.
You mean I cast, huh? Not bad, is it? I learned to throw my voice like that at school.
I've had enough, Mr. Worth. I am sorry, but that is it. Why is it everywhere I go, people have to try and foist themselves onto me? Why can't folks just recognize that they have no talent and leave it at that? It makes my blood boil.
Oh, well, now, I didn't realize you felt so strongly about it as that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do. Now, then, my taxi should be here in a minute. What time is it?
5:30. That's a very interesting pocket watch. Let me just look at that, would you? Is this yours?
What? Yeah, well, of course it's mine.
And it's a perfectly ordinary watch.
Well, yes.
And we have never met each other before this day, have we? Now, you can see there is nothing up my sleeve. I'll just wrap this watch up in this handkerchief, hit it with this poker.
And... Oh, no, you don't know the police. Do you mind giving me hit? Songs, jokes, spoons, ventriloquism, now conjuring. I mean, you never give up, do you?
I'm sorry. I apologize, Mr. Brown. If I'm not good enough for you, you've only got to say so.
You are not good enough for me.
There was no need to say that.
Now, that will be. The taxi driver just arrived. Now I can get out of this place. Away it leads from jerks who want to become stars.
How is taxi, sir?
Yes, sir.
I think you ordered
right. That is right.
Here. Your face looks familiar. Oh, I know you, don't I?
No, I don't think you do.
This is sincere Sid Brown, the famous talent scout.
Thank you, Mr. Worth.
Yes, that's it. I thought I recognized you. Talent scout, eh?
Yeah, that's right. Now, could we just please?
Right away, sir. Just follow me.
Right, thank you.
Ho, shall we sing as we are riding ho?
All together.
Ho, it's the time you'll best be riding low. It is a rich on the toad. Go, before you're beaten
up. No, don't get me out of here.
Oh, when without so much as a bayonet.
I didn't even say goodbye.
Oh.
Well, what? That lasts another couple of minutes?
Hey, look. Would you believe it? It stopped raining.
Oh, the sun's come out. It's brilliant sunshine. It's turned into a blazing hot afternoon.
Certainly. Look at that. Good old sunshine.
Oh, lovely and sunny.
Sunny, hot and warm.
Look, this is the first fine spell we've had in a fortnight. Surely the thing to do now is to go out.
Yeah, right. Yes, yes. The thing to do is to go out. Where shall we go?
Oh, we said we'd go and see Sincere St. Brown's discovery.
Oh, I'm fed up about Sincere.
Yeah.
He doesn't recognize star quality when he sees
That's
it.
That's right.
He saw it's probably rubbish. What is it?
Rubbish.
Rubbish.
Yeah.
Well, there weren't any films we wanted to see.
And there's no bingo.
Well, I don't want to walk about, and I don't want to sit out in the sun.
It's far too hot for that. Too sticky, too uncomfortable to sit around. I've got it.
What?
We'll stay in for the afternoon.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Of course it will be nice, because we don't want to go out. We don't want to stay in. Don't want to I spy, crosswords, or 20 questions. And yet...
Yes, we've got each other.
Things could be worse.
Could Be Worse starred Harry Worth with John Baddeley, John Graham, and Miriam Margolyes. The script was written by David McKellar and David Renwick, and the program was produced by Simon Brett.